Blog Talk Radio.
That song, but we're going to have an awesome show tonight. This is Love Testing. You got the L, you got the O, you got the V, and the E. Cafe. One of the special shows that we came up with dealing with real love. That's what it's all about. We're talking about real love. This is a show that will soothe your appetite, and that's what it's all about. We have three particular things we focus on this menu. We focus on the starter of the appetizer, which is the lust. We look at the entrees, which is always your attraction. And last but not least, we go for the dessert, which is the attachment. And that's what the Love Cafe is all about. We got an awesome show planned for tonight. We want you to be a part of the show. You can call in at 347-857-4192. If you want to go to the web link so you can just listen to the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the Smith Wave Production, and you can be just going along with us, finding out what it's all about. What we want you to do is just relax. Sit back in your recliner or whatever you call your comfort seat. Get you a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, some snacks, or a libation, and just sit back and let's have an awesome time from 6 to 7. This is the Love Cafe. And for the love, which is, we have acronyms. L is listening. And that's what it's all about. In a relationship, you must be able to listen, to know exactly what direction you're going. The O is overcoming. there are going to be some challenges. There are going to be some times you don't agree, and you may agree to disagree. But you must overcome that so you can see hope at the end of the tunnel. Valuable, which is the V. How valuable is your spouse, your significant other? Or how valuable is this relationship? Is it worth giving what we require 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Is it valuable? Is that time so valuable? Is your efforts valuable if you want to be successful? And last, we have the E, meaning everything. You're willing to give everything to that person you now say that you love, that person you want to spend time with. And that's what it's all about. Excitement, expectation, encouragement, all of that goes along with the E when we're talking about the Love Cafe. So ladies and gentlemen, get ready for an awesome show, which is entitled, Is Love Real in Today's Society? Ask yourself that question. Is love real in today's society? Now, we're being broadcast not only by Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number for Blog Talk Radio is 347-857-4192. I gave you the web link. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the Smith Way Production. We're also on Facebook, and we're working with two vehicles tonight on Facebook. And the Facebook account is facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. We're on Instagram, and that's Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. So we're going to have an awesome time. If you want to email the show, you can go to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And if you feel comfortable enough in tweeting the show, you can. You can tweet the show at LorenzaDSmith15. Or you can go tweet at my all the other shows we have. Tweet at the Dr. Low Show, number one. You can tweet at Talking Sports Plus with the number one. Or you can just go with Talking Real to You, and you can be able to tweet the show in those many manners. So we're going to have an exciting night tonight. So just prepare ourselves. We got listeners joining us on Facebook. We have listeners joining us as well on Instagram, and I appreciate each and every one of you all for joining us. And on Blog Talk Radio, they're slowly coming in, but we will have an awesome show. And by the time we end this 45 minutes to an hour discussion about Is love real in today's society? They'll want to join us again, and that's what it's all about. Again, I am Dr. Lorenzo Smith, the host, and so proud to have the opportunity. Now, let's understand something about Blog Talk Radio, especially the Smith Way production. We're heard in 16 countries. More or less, we have listeners in 16 countries. We're so proud to have that brand. We're so proud to have that opportunity. God has blessed us to be able to do this. We're going to bring some energetic conversation that can be heard from coast to coast or world, all over the world. So we're really excited about that. So let's get this thing started. Like I said, sit back. If you're in your car, just lay back, you're comfortable behind the wheel, but drive and keep your eye on the road. And just listen to some things that are going to tell you about real love and whether or not you're interested in having real love in your life, because we're questioning whether Is love real in today's society? Real love, is it real? We're going to start off with some characteristics, more or less, of real love. And it's something some people just don't quite understand. And we're going to share about, 10 of them. We call them traits. We'll cut it down to 7 so we can move forward with our other topics on our format for tonight. First of all, you have love means saying goodbye to expectation. Now, you might ask yourself, what are you talking about, Doc? We're talking about we have a certain behavior that we go through in life and how we present ourselves to other individuals. And we have an expectation that we're going to do certain things. So when you are in a situation where there's some love involved, it's going to require you to do things like have affection, You might not be affectionated. Your expectation is just to be in that and just move forth. But you must be affectionated. You have to be more outgoing. Where before your expectation, man, I'm low key, I'm reserved, and I don't think I have to do that. So that expectation no longer is there. So you'll have an opportunity to be more outgoing. You also have an opportunity to show your smartness, because you're going to be dealing with situations. One thing I heard from many females in regards to love is that they want to have a man that plans, a man that's excited about doing things, adventurous. Previously, your expectation was, man, just go to work, do life, slide around, do things, and I don't have to worry about all those things. But those expectations you have to put to the side so you can enjoy life. You know, expectations are requirements for acceptability of the loving person, of the loving someone. It's an expectation. But true love has no expectation. True love, or in some cases, real love, have no expectation. The efforts you've given, if you're giving the greatest effort, you can't expect to be married in 5 years. I expect to be married in 12 months. That expectation just don't go along with it. And, you know, you have to work through it as it comes. And don't set those expectations. You expect it to be, as we call our traits of success in a healthy relationship, you have to expect to be honest. You expect to be trustworthy. You expect to communicate with that person. Requires you to listen, which was the L in the love of our cafe. Overcome these things that you have to do and be successful. You have to be able to connect. If you're not connecting with that person, you're not going to have a real love situation or a healthy relationship. It's not going to happen, because the ultimate goal, if I'm going to be in this relationship and I want to find out real love, I got to be willing to put my guards down. I have to be vulnerable to being successful. I want to be. I'm going to allow myself to be vulnerable. I'm going to give my heart to you, because it's not about expectation. I desire to give that, and you are the one that accepting it, and you're going to take care of it. Because not that I expect you to take care of it, I just know you will, because that's what love and real love is all about. So you have to say goodbye to the expectation. It's not going to work. Because it's simply love as is. I want you to remember that when you're talking about saying goodbye to expectation. It's simply love as is. Just like if you go buy a car, you use a car, it's warranty, it's as is. You take it how it comes. And you're willing to work and give the greatest effort, you can be successful. Not, I'm expecting this person to be this certain way. I'm expecting we to do this. I expect we plan to do things because we want to keep it simple and we want to keep it as is. The second trait or characteristic we can look at is love doesn't play the victim role or the blame card. Some people said blame others. Are you doing that? Think about it for a second. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. If you want to offer your comments, your questions, as well as your expertise, press 1, and I identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Love does not play the victim role, the blame part. Love doesn't think others are out to get you or out to get them. That's the victim. Everybody out to get me. Love doesn't think there's loved ones or wrong. Love doesn't think that loved ones are wrong. Love works together. As a couple, you work together. You cannot be afraid to love and be loved. Love is a gift. Real love is a gift. If I tell you I love you, I'm giving you a gift from me, which is from my heart. It's not about expectation. The only thing I ask you to return that to me. Reciprocate that back to me. Because that's what love is all about. And I'm not going to be the victim. You have to stay in this. The real love, to have real love, I'm no longer going to be the victim. I'm not going to play that role. I'm not going to blame everybody else for what's going on. I'm going to accept the responsibility. And I'm going to give the greatest effort so this relationship can be successful, or so I can find real love. That's what it's all about. That's number two. Playing the victim role or the blame game. Number three, love includes letting go. Think about that for a second. Love includes letting go. They always told me if things are not working in the manner it should, you should let go. Because if that person or that true love is meant for you and it's with that person, it'll come back around. I want you to just think about even going over your life. Just take a minute to track over your life. And somebody you really, when you met them, you had a connection, and you really enjoyed them, but they stepped out of your life for many, many years, and all of a sudden they reappear. You had to let go so they can come back, because God bless you with the opportunity to be with them at that time, and now you get a chance to be able to encounter them again. That's love. And it means letting go. You have to let go. Love doesn't equal possession. Just remember that. Love doesn't equal possession. You do not possess anybody. You have to allow that person to be themselves without trying to control them. One of the biggest things that happened in and where there's love supposed to be is people want to control you. They want to possess you. I always say, if you love someone or something, set it free. If you love someone or something, you have to set it free so it can reach its potential as well as yourself. And since it's meant for you, the real love is meant for you with that person, it will come back to you. Do I have an incident in my life? It was a vision that I had about 10 years ago. And in that vision, I was standing in front of this building, and there was about 10 or 12 people standing there in front of that building. And I could see everybody's face except one young lady that was there, a female that was there. And in that vision, God said, if you desire this person, you have to do everything and you have to pray about it, and I will give you your desires. And when it's time, I'm going to reveal that person to you. Again, that was a time then to letting go of what was going through my mind and why I wanted to be able to see that person. But God said it wasn't time for me to see that person. It wasn't time. So you have to set it free. It was within reaching distance in that vision. But since I was not ready, God said that person had to leave. And I'm not going to reveal, but you will be able to recognize that person when it's time to recognize that person. So you have to set it free, because it'll come back. And I would say, when it do come back, it's yours. is your real love. That's real love. That's a trait or characteristic of real love. If you set it free, it'll come back and it's yours, because God has prepared you for it to be your, that person to be with you. And that's what it's all about. And that's one of the things we had to keep in mind. I want you to be a part of it. 347-857-4192. You know, we'll make you live once you call in. We got some people on the line that just want to listen. It's great. But if you have something to say, press one. Share your thoughts about what you consider to be a characteristic of real love. And I identify your last four digits of your cell or telephone number and say, come on, tell us what you have on your mind. Chat with us. That's what it's all about. So that's what we talk about. Real love, characteristics and traits of a real love. Just to kind of share in regard that I want you to keep in mind, you have to let it go so it'll come back and it'll be yours then. Just to add a little bit caveat to that, if it does not come back or come back like you thought it should be, then God is showing that you that love is all about allowing people to be free. Love. And that love allowed that person, that's real love, allowed them to be free. Love don't hold tight. People try to hold tightly onto somebody. It's just like you got a bird, and you know the bird needs his wing to fly. And you're holding the bird to release the bird, and you're squeezing so tight the bird cannot expand. We do that to our mates. We do that to the person that God has you ask for in your desire. We hold, you know, once we get them, we hold on to them so tight that we eventually run them away. You have to let go. True love doesn't want to possess. Just remember that a characteristic of love, real love or true love, it don't want to possess. If you're in a situation when you want to possess somebody, control somebody, as I said earlier, it's not going to work. They have to be free to do and say what they need to say. And as I said, if it's meant, it'll come back. If they have to leave and leave, they could come back. Just keep that in mind. Real love, dealing with letting go, is a willing to set free if you want to be comfortable and you want to be happy, and eventually allowing that person to come back to you. That's number three of real love. Number four, dealing with characteristics. Love doesn't require to continue a relationship. Real love. You may love someone very much, but you might not be compatible with them. I'm going to say that again. You may love someone very much, but you may not be compatible with them. I want you to think about that. If you're not compatible just because you love them, you want to try to hold on. You want to squeeze and hold them like you're holding a bird so he can't fly, can't expand out. Just let them go, because that's not a relationship. When you're trying to control that person, love does not require you to continue a relationship. You might have a relationship. When that person leave, if that person is meant for you, you know, that one person we say, you know, God have for us will come back to you. Release. Let them go. You'll get to the point if you begin to try to have a relationship, it can drive you crazy. Because you're wondering why can't that person do this? I'm doing all this for this person. I'm trying to give them everything I have. But you got to remember, if they're not ready, if they're not compatible, You have to let them go, because that's not a relationship. And it probably won't be until both of you mature to the point where you'll be able to come back and meet again. Truly, truly, that person will be meant for you once they go and they experience what they come back and they meant for you. That's true love. Love has no room for jealousy. Come on. If you were a mate, a spouse, a significant other, and you are jealous of what that person is doing, jealous of the people they're around, that don't equal love. Jealousy does not equal love. All you're dealing with is possession now. You try to possess and control that person. You have to let them go. Going back to number three, you have to let them go, because if it's love, let them go. The next thing dealing with jealousy is true love has confidence in the quality of the relationship. If you're jealous, then you don't have no confidence. You don't have no trust. You don't really have a commitment. You got a possession. That don't work. That's not love. That's not a characteristic of love. Jealousy is not a characteristic of love. So check yourself. Now you're sitting there sipping on that tea, that coffee, or that snack, or whatever libation you have. Just think about that. Because it's just not possible to be in a relationship and you are jealous. Everything that goes on with that person you say you love. That is much, much too much of a challenge. And if you don't adjust that, what's going to happen is you're going to lose that person anyway. You're going to have to let them go. Now you need to grow. They need to grow. So if it's meant, it will come back. It will come back. That person will come back. Next is love is the absence of fear. You can't put all emotions on a continuum. On one end, you have love, then you have appreciation. If you allow your emotion to take control, it creates that fear. But one of the things we always said, now, just remember about real love. To experience real love, you must be vulnerable. And one of the biggest challenges dealing with people with vulnerability is that they fear getting hurt. Just listen. Love is the absence of fear. You're going to be vulnerable. I give my heart to you. I'm ready to open my heart up to you. I'm not afraid. Love is the absence of fear. You can't allow your emotions to get the best of the situation. I'm looking at a show today on divorce court, and it had a young lady. She had created some cookies and cakes and desserts. She had a dessert business, and she was at home with the children because she was doing it from home, and the husband called and said, I'll be there. But he said she was just trying to possess and control him. But she explained, because he said, I'm on my way home, but you get home 3 hours later. I was just trying to use that, you know. And you fear that that person may not come home. And right or so, because something can happen. But it's where you are not able to be comfortable. You're vulnerable to know he's not going to be here in an hour or two, and you're not going to be possessed, and you're not going to try to control. So that's absence of fear. The opposite end of continuance of love is fear. And when you're dealing with a situation with a lot of emotions, it creates hatred, insecurity, jealousy, and greed. You know, one of the things we talk about, a real relationship and love in a real relationship, and we talk about vulnerability. When you say, you know, the gift of love, and I'm so afraid, I got walls built up. But eventually, what that leads to is hatred. That fear can lead to hatred. Insecurity. The two things when people talk about, that person is insecure, he's jealous. I literally don't, you know, hate is a word that we try not to use. I literally don't like that person because of those characteristics right there. Love is the absence of fear. Just remember, be willing to be vulnerable. Got to pay some bills right now. We're going to advertisement we have coming up.
The ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Alpha Rho Zeta Chapter, Montgomery, Alabama, celebrates 100 years Final Womanhood Centennial Gala, Saturday, March the 21st, 2020, at the Embassy Suite, 300 Tallapoosa Street, Montgomery, Alabama. The doors open at 6:45. The attire is all white formal. The cost for admission is $50. If you want to get yourself a ticket, go to finalwomanhoodbook1920@gmail.com.
So awesome. Go out and support the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Alpha Rho Zeta Chapter, here in Montgomery, Alabama. And that affair is on the 21st, Saturday, March 21st. So make sure we just pay one of our bills of the day. And we have to make sure we pay our bills with our advertisement. We have to make sure when people make a request and we're working with them to make sure. But I'm so proud to have an opportunity to work with the Beta Chapter of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. They give us the opportunity to put it on the show and let you get a chance to hear. And if you are interested, you can go to www.findawomanhoodbook1920, and I take the www.often@gmail.com. So it's their email account, findawomanhoodbook1920@gmail.com. If you want to purchase a ticket, the cost of the ticket was $50. So let's check it out. Let's support the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Love is not needing, but wanting. You know, we always say there's a difference. God gives you what you need, not what you want. Love is not needing. You need love, but you don't need it from the wrong person. You need love from the right person, or you want love from the right person, but you don't need it from the wrong person. So be careful you put it as a need. You know, one thing we try to teach children, that there's a clear difference between want and need. Needing one is a feeling based in fear. Repeat that. Needing someone is a feeling based in fear. I need him so we can stay afloat financially. I need him to do this. I would love for that person to be able to do it. Love is not needing, but wanting. I want to love you. What's wrong with telling your mate that? Telling your mate I love you. And they'll tell you I love you more. And I'll come back and say I love you even more. I want to love you. Not I need to love you. There's something wrong with that picture whenever you said I need to, because you're basing it on fear. Always remember, fear is the opposite of love. Fear is the opposite of love. Somebody tell you, I fear that I can't live without you. So you need them to be able to live. As I use financially, you might need them. You need them to lift you up. Your esteem is so low, you want to lift you up. When wanting somebody in your life, when you told them you need them, they're not going anywhere. But when you want somebody in your life, it gives them the freedom to leave, but still show you, but still show them you love them. Just remember, love is not needing, but want. The next one, love is an action. I know you've heard that before. A lot of y'all run across individuals, they say, love is an action. Don't sit up and tell me and can't show me. It's not just a feeling. I love you, but you can't show me you love me. You have to be able to show me. We as humans tend to be addicted to emotions, especially when they feel good to us. I can tell you, it's a feeling. Ooh, I love you. I feel like I love you, but I do nothing to show. So we have to kind of be careful when we're dealing with that. Because we try to sell a bale of goods, let's say it like that, a bale of goods. Oh, girl, whew, I feel like I love you. You feel like you love me? You tell him, I feel like I love you. Feel like it. But I'm not doing anything to show it. Hands off. So I want to be able to give the action to you so you know truly, truly how I feel. See, whenever you show your action and whenever it kicks in, it shows the person you love them. They don't have to see them. It's all about. Love is an action, not just a feeling. Love is unconditional. Self-explanatory. But I'll share with you. Unconditional to me means that there's no expectation and limitation set. To love unconditionally is hard. It's a difficult thing to do now. And we're not good at it. But just keep in mind, true love really does love without trying to change other people. You love a person without trying to change it. True love. True love. True love really does love without trying to change the other person. True love. And the last one before we move to another topic is, and I said I was going to do about 7, but there's 10 of them. I was so excited about it. But the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify you, the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to give your name and location. Then just offer your comments, questions, or expertise. Love means putting other people's needs equal to or before your own. Love means putting other people's needs equal to or before your own. Are you willing to do that? These characteristics will allow you to really find true love. Real true love, real love truly, genuinely cares about other people. You will genuinely care about other people's happiness and willing to go to great lengths to make people feel valued. Just think about that. You will go to great lengths to make sure that person feels Valiant. You remember when we talked about our acronym? We said the L was listening, the O is overcoming, the V is valuable. You have to, in a relationship, when you love somebody, you have to make sure they feel like they're valuable. Don't take them for granted. No one wants to be taken for granted. Love is the highest vibration emotion that there is. Love is the highest emotion. Is a vibration of emotions. It gets you excited. It gets you all. You just feel different inside. Love is the emotion that allow you to prove yourself. It gets so excited. Some scientists says it's proven that emotions like love and fear have very different vibrations. When you're afraid, you start backing up. You don't want to get hurt. I build a wall. But when I allow myself to have the emotion like love, I'm open. I'm willing. I'm going to experience things. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be excited. I'm going to give an opportunity where I can be successful, because that's what it's all about. Trying to find real love. Our title is Love Real in Today's Society. If you look at those 10 things right there, you can identify love. Love means saying goodbye to expectation, number one. Love doesn't play the victim game or the blame card. Love includes letting go of that person. Because if it's not right, let them go. Love doesn't require you to continue a relationship. You don't have to do that. Love has no room for jealousy. Love is the absence of fear. Love is not needing, but wanting. Love is an action, not a feeling. Love is unconditional. Love means putting other people's needs, which are equal to or before your own. That's what love. That's what it's all about. This will lead us to, is love real in today's society? Let's talk about what is real love. And then what is true love? We're going to talk about both of them. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Again, I appreciate each and every one of you all joining me on Facebook, Instagram, as well as Blog Talk Radio. We want to give a shout out to those individuals, because last night I was a little, Tuesday night, a little upset when I had the Dr. Lowe show, because I didn't get a chance to give my individual shout out. It was raining, the weather was, but I was trying to work through the show and I lost my internet connection. So I want to make sure I give a shout out to those individuals listed up on the board right now. I'm going to start with individuals over here. Daniel Moore, 1135, which is his handle on Instagram. Edward Lumpkin, thank you very much. _ Miss _ Renee, thank you, Renee. I'm going to give you a wave. 1982, James Lee, my frat brother of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Thank you for joining us so much as well. I have Lauren Smith, co-host of Talking Real to You, part of Smith Way Production, as well as Talking Sports Plus, as well as my daughter. Thank you so much, my daughter, Faifa, member of the team and the listener as well. Belinda Samples, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of Texas. Thank you so much, Belinda. Dana Bowser, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in a Zuma class. I saw you with your Zuma Zeta Zuma shirt. It looks real nice. Dana, do keep on grinding that. Keep on working at what you're doing. Beverly Barnes Rudolph, thank you, Beverly, so much for joining us as well. And another member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Crystal Porter. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of Columbus, Ohio. She's joining us as well. She went back home, but she's been living in Atlanta for about umpteen years, and she had to go back and do what was required is help take care of mom. Keep grinding. Crystal, we're proud of you. You wear the blue and white strongly, as well as you wear the heart of a lion on you. Keep doing that. Take care of your family. And that's what it's all about. Now, let's move forth with the real love, what is real love and what is true love. We can answer that in several ways. We're going to start off giving you three answers for real love. I just talk about characteristics. You can take those characteristics and create what is real love, and we're going to share this with you. Number one, there's only one kind of love that can fill us up, make us whole, and give us the happiness we all want, which is unconditional love and real love. That's real love. Unconditional. I said that in the top 10 of those I mentioned. That's real love because it's unconditional. Has no fear. It ain't in the blame game. It don't play the victim role. Don't have any expectation. I be ready to let go when it's time to let go. Can't hold on to someone or possess someone. That's real love. Number two, love is something that cannot be explained. Really, you can't explain it. It's just invisible. Chemical connection that two people have by the way they look at each other or just know about what the other person is thinking just by looking at them. You know, I mentioned in those traits of a healthy relationship, and one of the things I mentioned, and it was number five, was connection. Isn't that what it just said about love? You can't explain. It's something inside you said, oh, wow, you know, I like this person. And it's something inside you said, I know this person from somewhere. You know what's going on? That chemical balance that you have in you, that chemical connection you have in there. It feels like you know that person, but that's God. I'm going to just speak that now. He has that one person out there for you. And when you meet them, it's something about them just have you so excited inside. It's when two people come together. It's just like I've been knowing that person a long time. That's what love is. And you can't explain it. And you know what? It does not need an explanation. To you, you don't have to explain it. You don't need an explanation because it's unconditional. Number three, love is the ability to care strongly for someone or something. Some people love their cars more than they love them, their family. Some people love other people more than they love the people they should love, their blood, because they're so caught up in there. Maybe something happened. But love is the ability to care strongly for someone or something, no matter what the person or thing does. Love is often mistaken as infatuation. When you meet somebody, you say, wow, I'm connected with a person. Ooh, I like this person. And it don't take long before you really realize that you really, truly, truly have a love for that person. And you believe inside you can unconditional love that person without fears. See, you don't have a fear when you meet somebody that you don't have a fear. Call in numbers 347-857-4192. Once you be a part of it, you can be on Facebook and you want to type in your comments. I would appreciate it if you take time to do that. If you want to share your thoughts on Instagram, you have the same opportunity. Or you can call in, like I just gave you the call in number, 347. I'll do it again, 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I'll let you share your thoughts on here because I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. And then you can just jump in and say, this is what I think real love is. I have experienced real love. That's what I want to hear from you. Let me know how you feel. I need to give you an opportunity to give that shout out. Let us know how you feel. Call in or type in a message on or comment on Facebook or Instagram. That's what it's all about. Real love, and that's the ability to care for somebody strongly. If that's somebody out there, you feel that way about them, have you told them that you love them? Because it was a chemical connection, and you really, really, really care for that person, genuine care for that person. No matter what they do, that you still feel that way about them. It is not infatuation, and it's darn sure not lust. You remember when I talk about our menu, what we're going to talk about? We talk about the starters or the appetizer, which is the lust. Come on now. Just keep that in mind. Because if you got a lust for somebody, that becomes some kind of, you know, it's something that's not a connection. That's just something you just infatuating about. You're infatuating about that. Ooh. You're looking at the external part. When it's a chemical connection, it's an internal situation. Internal. Our menu talks about, as I said, the starter and the appetizer, which is lust. You get to the point when it's deep inside, you move toward the attraction, which is the entree. I told you I was going to give you some of the entree, and that's what we're doing now, giving you some of the entree. I'm going to give you the attachment and the dessert at the end of the show. What is true love? There's a difference between real love and true love. True love is that love that brings reunion. Which leads to intimacy, compassion. Once you combine intimacy and compassion, you create a friendship. It comes along with honesty, long-lasting, nostalgia, loving society. You know, filled with all the colors, all the pleasure. Just remember, we talked about some of the traits of a relationship earlier. And I just mentioned a couple of them right there when I mentioned about honesty. Friendship is a tier of a relationship. Long lasting. Have no fear. It's all about joy. All about pleasure. That's what true love is all about. I want to talk about the five secrets to finding real love. The five secrets to finding real love. And I'm going to give them to you right quick, and we're going to move forward because we're getting with the closing of the hour. We may go a few minutes over, and I appreciate you staying with me because we're going to have some real talk about love right here. There are five secrets to finding real love if you hadn't found it yet. I just touched on the things that you should be looking for in characteristics. First of all, with the love and the acronym love, if you ain't ready to listen in a relationship, you're not going to find love there. If you're not willing to be with that person and overcome, you're not going to have any success. If you don't value that person or excitement, they make you happy. They, you know, everything they do just gets you boiling inside. That's what I'm talking about real love right there. Now look at some of the secrets to finding real love if you hadn't found it yet. You're searching for a life partner or a soulmate. Before you can do that, and I want to make sure you listen to me, before you can actually find a life partner, a soulmate, you know what you have to do? Know yourself first. One of the traits of a healthy relationship is self-love. You got to know yourself first. If you don't know yourself, you're not going to be in a position to find real love. Do you know yourself? Do you know what you like? Do you know what you need? Do you know your fears? Let's look at the five secrets to find the love of your life. Number one, be authentic. If you want to find true love, you must first emphasize your true self. Don't meet someone and send your representative. A lot of you know what I'm talking about. You be a chameleon. You put yourself into exactly what that person may be looking for, but that's not you. Always keep that in mind. You must emphasize your true self to that person. You have to be honest. Let them know. Don't deceive that person, because if you deceive that person, you're going to have a problem. We're going to move forward because we run out on time, and it's be authentic. Always be yourself. Be real with yourself. Number two, be the best self. You heard what I said? Be authentic, meaning being yourself. Be real to yourself, but be the best self you can be. Don't send a representative. So that person find out who you are, and you know what they said. When it showed itself, believe what you see. Then you run as fast as you can. So be your best self when you're trying to find real love. Number three, be confident. I'm gonna have confidence in myself, in my decisions, in my ability to attract love into my life. And the same thing, you will have to do the same thing. You have to have confidence in yourself so you can attract love in your life. Be confident. Be open. You meet somebody, you got a connection, and you feel like you can love that person, be open with that person. If you desire to meet somebody and you want to connect with them, open up with the people or the person that's around you. Be honest. Openness is so important. Don't try to hide. Don't put a mask on. Don't send your representative. Come real, come hard. Come real, come hard. Be open. Be happy. That's one of the most important ones out of all the secrets, is to be happy. Everybody wants to be around happy people. Happiness is a magnet. Just remember that. Those are five secrets. First of all, be authentic. Be yourself. Be the best. Be your best self. Be confident. Be open. And be happy. Think about those things right there. This is what we want to move forward to be successful. You know, we have a couple of things we want to focus on. So we will do that. And this one is going to be short. And this topic focuses on you asking yourself, and I want you to ask yourself, which season do you like being in love the most? Which season of the year you like being in love the most? Some people will say in the winter. because you can cuddle up in the winter because it's cold. You can go to the house and you sit around, you get the fireplace on, you have your tea, your warm tea, or you have your coffee, or you have your libation, you sit around and you play footsie, you hold on to it, you cuddle. The winter is sometimes the best. What is your best season? What is your best season for being in love? Think about that. Is it time now, which is the winter, we're moving toward the spring? And I want you to think about that. That's what it's all about. Being in love. We talked about real love, how to find real love. Now, the last thing as we close out is, what do we need to do not only to find real love, but to keep real love? Tell me what you need to do. We need to know, because there are five things that we look at understanding the concept. See, for you to find love and keep love, you must understand the concept of love. First of all, love is a complex emotion of attachment and possession. You remember my menu? The last thing on the menu was the what? Was the what? The dessert. And that dessert is the attachment. That's how you explain the concept of love. It's a complex emotion of attachment and obsession. Love cannot be classified easily. It cannot be stuffed into a social concept and be left there. Love has many different meanings to many different people. What love means to you, the concept of love mean to you, is different from somebody else. But for you to be able to find and keep true or real love that you're looking for, you must understand the concept. Love is complex because you're talking about a complex emotion that involves attachment, which is our dessert and our obsession. Love cannot be classified easily. You cannot stuff it in some kind of social concept and leave it there. Love means something different to me than to you. Love is a connection between the heart and the mind of two people. That's the concept of love. That's how you're going to find love. And that's how you're going to keep love. Because you understand that love is a connection between the heart and mind of two people. That leads you to where you want to be once you understand that. It's been an awesome show tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you all joining me on Facebook, Instagram, and on Blog Talk Radio. It is always good to come with the Love Cafe. The menu was off the chain. I hope it filled your body, your soul, your spirit. It'll address your appetite. Because we gave you a starter and an appetizer, which is lust. We came back and gave you the entree, which was the attraction. And last but not least, we gave you the dessert, which gives you everything you ask for, which is an attachment of knowing what real love and true love is. Is love real in today's society? And I say yes, and I want you to have an awesome rest of the weekend. Truly, truly take this opportunity. This is our last show of the week. We'll come back on Monday. We'll have our Talking Real to You. We have a primetime show that's at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I come in at 7 o'clock preview show, and that's Central Standard Time, and talk about what's going to be on the 8 o'clock show. My team at know what I mean? That's Lauren D. Smith, and she's joining us on Facebook, as well as Scarlett H. Black out of Greenville, South Carolina, Cameron Gilmer, Lori and Cameron of Millennials, and then we have Dr. Olivia E. Smith, and we're going to be talking about some politics. We're going to be talking about some education. It's been awesome tonight. I want you, again, have a super weekend. My hashtag is keep on grinding. But before I go, I want to share one thing with you. We have two books, my latest book that we have available, Don't Be Scared to Love. It costs $20, and I talk about a lot of these things I share with you this afternoon or tonight. The cost is $20, and you can get this book, and I will share after I share the other book I have you how you can make connections with me to get this book. And our second book, which was published in 2017, Education, What Happened to the Passion? And it talks about all the situations in education, some of the things I encountered in the many 30-plus years that I worked as an educator, and retired and decided to write a book about it. So get one of them. One of the books is $20, which is Don't Be Scared to Love. Another book is $15, which is Education, What Happened to the Passion? A portion of the proceeds, which is $10 from Don't Be Scared to Love, go toward the Edna R. Smith Scholarship Fund, and $5 also go there, and that scholarship will be available to a graduating senior started in 2021 to help them accomplish their future aspiration or the area of cosmetology, attending a community college, as well as some techno college. And the scholarship is based on need, basically. And that's the Edna R. Smith Scholarship Fund that will be available for all seniors, especially in 20 and 21, because you may not go to school after you finish, but in 20 and 21, you can apply for the scholarship, and we'll be happy. So $10 from this book sale will go toward the scholarship, and $5 from this book. This book, Education, What Happens to the Passion, is $15. The Don't Be Scared to Love is $20. Get your copies. Now, if you want either copy or both of them, go to my Gmail account or either go to Facebook. You can type it in, message me, and let me know that you're interested in the book. I'm looking for each one of you all to join me on Facebook, especially my Sarah of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I want you to purchase a book or two. My Gmail account is LorenzaDSmith15. If you're on Facebook, and I know some people that's on Blog Talk Radio, you can go to facebook.com/DRLDAlbertaSmith. Purchase your book. Don't Be Scared to Love for $20, and Education, What Happens to the Passion for $15. $5 of the educational book goes to the Edna R. Smith Scholarship Fund, and $10 from the Don't Be Scared to Love go toward that scholarship fund as well. It's been awesome. Keep on grinding. That's my hashtag. Communicate for Understanding is my second hashtag. And last but not least, you know, I always tell everybody, I'm so thankful God blessed me to have the vision to be able to come before you and share some important things with you. But as we leave tonight, I want you to keep in mind, we talked about real love and true love. And I want you to know that I end my shows with this all the time. I love you, and I ain't a thing to do about it. Have an awesome night, awesome weekend, and we'll see you at Monday at 8 o'clock, prime time.
It's about finding a new experience with someone you never thought you'd meet, who totally turns your life around completely, helping you get a job and keeping you off the street. Church on Sunday morning, eventually I'm saving money, setting my life in a new direction. Now I'm friends with my old man again, standing here wearing this wedding band. I can say I know love because of you. Say I know love. I know.